Opioids continued to plague Massachusetts in 2016 as officials cracked down on opioid prescribing and added more funds for prevention and treatment. The overdose death rate continued to climb. As part of our series of year-end conversations, WBUR's Deborah Becker sat down with WBUR's Jack Lepiarz.
So remind us of what we know about the statistics about opioids and opioid-related deaths.
Well, the latest numbers from the state indicate that in 2016, almost 5 people a day died in Massachusetts because of an opioid overdose. Last year at this time, the numbers showed that on average, 3 people were dying every day because of an overdose. Much of the increase is attributed to the synthetic opioid fentanyl, which is much more potent than heroin and is often mixed with heroin.
You did a story this year about an area of the state where signs of the opioid epidemic are visible, the area of Boston known as Methadone Mile.
Well, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh doesn't want to call that, but many people do refer to the area that way. It's a mile-long stretch of Massachusetts Avenue bordered by Boston Medical Center, 3 methadone clinics, and a few homeless shelters. And I toured the area with Vinnie Pardini, who at the time was living at the recovery home, The Hope House.
There's a few guys sleeping here. He might be overdosed. You never know. A lot of them die right here.
They die right here on this corner of Mass Ave and Melnia Cass Boulevard?
Yes, there's been probably in the last 6 months, I've seen at least six to ten fatalities from overdoses right here on this spot.
And throughout our walk around that area, we saw several people injecting drugs, dealing drugs, people staggering in the streets and on street corners. And although the problem is very visible here, the opioid epidemic is claiming lives throughout Massachusetts. And the state has a new website known as Chapter 55, which is a data visualization of how the entire state is affected.
The epidemic's also showing up in hospital delivery rooms, as you explained in another story this year as well.
That's right. Thousands of babies being born in Massachusetts every year exposed to drugs. It's known as neonatal abstinence syndrome. Almost 5,000 babies in the state this past year alone. We sat in on a checkup for one-year-old James with Dr. Leslie Kersner at Mass General Hospital.
So James was exposed to methadone and did go through neonatal abstinence syndrome, requiring medical therapy with both morphine and phenobarbital, which is not unusual when a baby might have also been exposed to other things.
We should say James appears to be doing well right now. Dr. Kersner also told us that hospital data suggests that the rate of drug-dependent newborns has skyrocketed in Massachusetts, and it's right now about 3 times the national average.
So what are the city and state doing to address these problems?
Well, as for Boston, officials have increased foot patrols and outreach workers in that area known as Methadone Mile. And as for the state, Governor Baker signed opioid legislation in March that contains several provisions, among them limiting the amount of opioids that doctors can prescribe for patients. And one study suggests that opioid prescribing in Massachusetts is down by at least 10% compared with last year. The state has also increased funding for treatment and prevention, and it requires insurers to pay for 14 days of treatment. And what we're hearing anecdotally is that that funding has helped increase short-term detoxification beds, but there is still a shortage of longer-term treatment beds in Massachusetts.
You did a story this year about increased treatment beds by a private company and the outside investment in drug treatment. Tell us about that.
Well, many venture capitalists are now looking into substance use treatment, largely because statistics show that 23 million Americans meet the criteria for a substance use disorder, but only about 10% of them actually get treatment. So some venture capitalists have invested in a company known as Recovery Centers of America. It's building 2 treatment facilities in Massachusetts. One just opened in Westminster, another one in Danvers, and they plan to add a total of 400 new treatment beds in the state.
Law enforcement is changing the way it deals with drug users. There was a lot of news on that front this past year as well.
Right. Gloucester, Massachusetts, probably most well known for that. It made headlines in 2015 when police there said anyone seeking help could turn in their drug paraphernalia, they wouldn't be charged, and police would help them get into treatment. So we checked in on this so-called ANGEL program in June after it was in effect officially for a year. We were there talking with Sergeant Jeremiah Nicastro when a 25-year-old man entered the police station seeking treatment.
First thing he said is, I just need help. I need help. He's anxious, but he knows if he doesn't go to treatment, his addiction is going to get worse.
So police helped him get into treatment that day. Boston University researchers are now studying the program. So far, they found that the vast majority of the more than 400 people who've gone to Gloucester Police were able to get into treatment. We should also mention that Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello got into some trouble this past year after he was accused of threatening a woman. He is now retiring, but Campanello and other officials say the ANGEL program will continue.
Is there a particular story that stands out for you this year?
That would be the story that I did with our colleague, Martha Biebinger. We both visited the town of Framingham to talk about the supply of opioids from two perspectives, one from police and one from a former opioid dealer. The former dealer I spoke with said he was making thousands of dollars a day selling heroin to all kinds of people. He described going to clinics and recovery meetings and handing out free samples of heroin to get customers. Martha Biebinger was with Framingham Police Sergeant Sean Riley as he and other officers did what they call a controlled buy. That's where police send an informant to buy heroin from a suspected dealer, and once they make three of these buys, they try to get a search warrant. And Sergeant Riley told Martha that police are just one part of the solution here because he feels more action needs to be taken to reduce the demand for opioids.
You can get rid of the supplier all day, but if the user still needs his product or her product, they're just going to go find the other dealer. And they're going to just keep on pumping it out.
And that's one of the big steps for 2017, trying to keep people from starting to use drugs in the first place.
WBUR's Deborah Becker and Martha Biebinger will continue to cover the opioid epidemic in 2017. For a link to all of our coverage, go to our website, WBUR.org. Deb, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.